Picture this. You open a design file, and it is full of good ideas. A beautiful headline, 3 clever icons, 6 carefully chosen colors, a testimonial, a button, a pattern, a badge, and 1 tiny sentence in the corner that says exactly what the audience needs to know. Everything is good. And somehow, nothing is clear. The eye lands everywhere, so it knows where to begin.
That is the design equivalent of opening 12 browser tabs and expecting your brain to feel organized.
Exactly. And usually every tab has a reason for being open. That is what makes the problem difficult. We are not choosing between good and bad ideas. We are choosing which good idea gets the first glance, which one earns the second, and which one can wait until someone is ready to look more closely.
Welcome, dreamers, doodlers, and design disruptors to the Tools of the Imagination, the podcast where we crack open the sketchbook of creativity and reveal the brushes, pixels, and bold ideas that turn visions into victories. I'm Michael Wallace, founder of MG Wallace Design Studios, and your guide through the wild world of visual storytelling with my co-host, Wendy.
I am here, sketchbook open, and already defending the little details that everyone else wants to remove.
Good, because we are not removing creativity today. We are deciding where creativity can do the most work. And later, Anthony is joining us to pressure test the idea against signs, print, and production.
Because a layout that looks perfect on a large monitor can fail completely when it is moving past you on a truck.
2 seconds on the road versus 20 minutes at a desk. Same brand, very different audience.
That difference is the heart of today's conversation. In each episode, we'll dive deep into the art of crafting logos that don't just mark a brand, they ignite one. We'll unpack illustrations that leap off the page, transforming marketing magic into magnets that draw the right people straight to your door. Whether it's strategizing color palettes that convert, or sketching narratives that narrate your story, we're here to equip you with the tools to imagine bigger, design bolder, and connect deeper.
Today, we are calling the method the attention budget. The audience has limited time to look. The client has limited resources to invest. You have limited creative energy. So we will decide what must be understood, what can support that understanding, and what can add personality after the message is secure.
From behind-the-scenes breakdowns with industry trailblazers to hands-on hacks you can steal for your next project, this is your creative command center. So grab your favorite pen, fire up your tablet, and let's get those ideas flowing. Stick around. Your imagination's about to get an upgrade.
Let me give us a business to work with. Imagine a realistic composite called Bright Path Home Services. They help busy homeowners with seasonal maintenance. The owner wants a friendly logo, a truck sign, a social campaign, a website, a phone number, a service list, a discount, and a story about why the company began.
That is not a small request.
No, but none of it is unreasonable. The problem arrives when the entire brief tries to become the first visual moment.
Especially on a truck. People may have 2 seconds at a traffic light, and the design brief may have 2 pages.
Sometimes less than 2 seconds. Motion, distance, glare, weather, and the angle of the vehicle all take a bite out of the available attention.
Right. The brief is not the billboard. The brief contains everything the business hopes to communicate. The finished asset has to decide what can be understood first.
I use 3 simple categories. Essential means the design fails if the audience misses it. Supportive means it helps people trust, understand, or act, but it can arrive after the main message. Decorative adds atmosphere, personality, or delight. It can be valuable, but the communication should still work without it.
I want to push on decorative for a second. In a workshop, people hear that word and think it means disposable.
Yes, and that would be a mistake. A bold illustration can be essential. A playful shape can be the thing people remember. A surprising color can make a brand feel alive. The question is not, is this detail pretty? It is, what job is this detail doing, and how much attention does that job deserve?
I agree, but the job changes with the environment. A sun illustration may be decorative on a service truck, but it could become essential in a seasonal social campaign where the image is carrying the emotional hook.
That is an important distinction. Priority is not permanently attached to an object. It is attached to a message in a context.
So the same sun can move between categories?
Exactly. That is why the first question is not, what software should I open? It is, who is looking, where are they, and what do they need to do next?
And increase awareness does not count as the next action.
No, that is a business goal, not something a person can do with their thumb in the next 5 seconds. Remember BrightPath when the gutters need attention is closer. Book a seasonal appointment is even more direct.
Take a moment with your own project. Write one sentence describing the most valuable audience action. Just one. Book a consultation. Recognize the brand. Visit the shop. Understand the offer. If you need 3 sentences, that is useful information. The design may be carrying 3 priorities and pretending they are one.
Do not make it sound like an internal meeting. Write it as a human action, not increase engagement. Try tap to see available times.
Good. Once that sentence exists, the design has somewhere to aim. Now we can talk about visual weight. Scale, contrast, spacing, and placement are 4 of the clearest ways to tell the eye what matters.
Scale is usually the first lever people grab.
And then they grab it again and again. One thing gets larger, another feels weak, so that gets larger. And suddenly the whole page is shouting.
6 first places.
Exactly. If everything is loud, loudness stops carrying meaning. Contrast can come from color, value, shape, or texture. Spacing gives an important message room to breathe. Placement creates an entrance. None of these levers needs to be pushed to maximum. They need to agree about who leads.
And test them at the size and distance where people will actually see them. I have watched designers polish tiny type at arm's length when the final sign would be viewed from 30 feet away.
That is the attention budget in physical form. A phone screen can forgive tiny type. A roadside sign cannot. A brochure can invite a slower read. A storefront may get 1 glance.
And a moving vehicle will not stop so the designer can explain the clever part.
That may be the most important client test we can offer. Not whether we can explain the design, but whether the audience can use it without us standing beside it.
On your page, draw 3 circles. Make 1 large, 1 medium, and 1 small. Label them essential, supportive, and decorative. For BrightPath's truck sign, put the service category in the large circle. Put the company name and phone number in the medium circle. Put the friendly sun in the small circle.
Now move the sun to a social post.
Right. Imagine the post says, spring maintenance appointments now open. The illustration shows a bright doorway, a clean walkway, and a burst of warm color. In that context, the image may earn the first glance because it creates the feeling of a fresh start. The short headline explains the offer. The button names the next step.
So the image gets attention, but it does not get to keep all of it.
Exactly. Attention is an invitation, not a possession. If the viewer smiles at the illustration and still cannot tell what is being offered, the design entertained without helping them act.
For the sign, I would reverse the emphasis. Large service phrase, distinctive name, short contact path, strong contrast. Then I would step back 30 feet and ask someone who has not seen the brief, what did you notice first?
And if they say, the sun, we do not argue with them.
No, we ask why it won. Was it brighter, larger, isolated, more familiar? Their answer tells us where the attention went.
That is useful because it removes the accusation. We are not saying the person looked wrong. We are learning what the design made easy to notice.
Yes. A 3-second test can reveal more than another hour of staring at the file. Show the design briefly, hide it, and ask what the person remembers.
Then compare that answer with the message you intended.
Artificial intelligence can help generate alternate headlines, rough visual directions, or several composition ideas, but it cannot rescue an unclear priority. If you ask for 20 solutions before deciding what matters, you may get more options and less clarity.
More options and less clarity is a very expensive form of productivity.
It looks busy, though.
Busy is not the same as valuable. Start with the decision, then use the tool to explore ways of expressing it.
Let's look at the logo. BrightPath wants a house, a sun, a path, a leaf, and a subtle reference to reliability. The first sketch can contain all five. That is exploration. But the final mark may combine only two or three, because the logo's essential job is recognition and distinction. It does not need to explain every service and every chapter of the founder's life.
A sketch can be a conversation with yourself. A logo has to become a conversation with someone else.
That is going on a studio wall. In the sketching stage, draw the winding path, the oversized sun, and the house with impossible windows. Then reduce the mark to a 1-inch profile image. If recognition collapses, the attention budget was spent on complexity instead of identity.
Make a one-color version early, too. A thin line that looks elegant on a monitor can disappear in embroidery or become rough in a small print. If color is doing all the rescue work, the structure needs another look.
Remove color, reduce size, and blur your eyes slightly. What remains? Often the essential message becomes easier to see when the supporting details stop competing.
Would you use the same contrast across the logo, the social post, the sign, and the landing page?
Not automatically.
See, that is where I get nervous. Clients here adapt the system and think, invent a new brand every Tuesday.
And the sign may genuinely need the strongest contrast of all.
That is fair. I may have made flexibility sound too loose. The brand still needs recognizable anchors. The core palette, the logo behavior, the voice of the imagery, and the shape language. My point is that those anchors should support the environment, not prevent the design from communicating in it.
So, deliberate adaptation, not random improvisation.
Exactly. Consistency is not repeating every decision. It is recognizing the logic underneath the decisions. Now, imagine the client meeting. The owner says, "Can you make the phone number bigger, the logo bigger, and the discount bigger?"
A familiar request.
Instead of saying, "We cannot make everything bigger," I might say, "We can test those choices, but only one can lead from a passing vehicle. Is the most valuable result a phone call, immediate recognition, or awareness of the seasonal offer?"
Then show the versions at actual viewing distance, not three giant artboards on a monitor. Put the mock-up where the audience will encounter it.
That changes the conversation from, "I like this one," to, "This one is readable from the curb."
Exactly. Competing preferences become testable choices. We are not telling the client that their favorite detail is wrong. We are asking what job it needs to perform and whether the current amount of attention helps it perform that job.
And that gives revisions a boundary. Otherwise, every round becomes, "Can we polish this little corner just a bit more?"
Before revising, ask whether the change improves comprehension, recognition, trust, or action. If it does, it may deserve the budget. If it only makes the designer feel temporarily finished, that does not mean the detail has no value. It means we are honest about the value it creates.
And save the before and after. A small improvement becomes much easier to defend when people can see that the offer is now readable, the logo is recognizable at thumbnail size, or the phone number survives the distance test.
Let's do one more guided test. Choose an existing flyer, homepage, presentation slide, or social post. Look at it for 3 seconds, then look away. Write down what you noticed first.
Now circle what you intended people to notice first.
If those two things are different, you have found the gap.
Mark every element with an E, an S, or a D. Essential, supportive, or decorative. Do not overthink the first pass. Your instinct is evidence.
Then protect the E without adding anything new. Give it more space. Reduce the competition. Move it closer to the natural entrance. Or...
increase its contrast.
Yes, increase its contrast, then test it again at the size, brightness, distance, and speed of the real encounter.
What should stay with you is simple. Every design has limited attention, and that limitation is not an obstacle. It is a creative boundary. Choose one primary message before decoration begins. Assign visual weight according to context. Then test the results where the audience will actually encounter it.
A monitor test is not a road test. A thumbnail test is not a print test. Use the conditions that matter.
And protect the personality. Essential does not mean boring. Supportive and decorative details can make the work memorable, as long as they help the message instead of competing with it.
Your creative challenge is to audit one design this week. Find its essential message, give it room to lead, and save the before and after. If you would like a worksheet, register at mgwdstudios.com/submit. That is where listeners can access templates and downloads from MG Wallace Design Studios. And that's a wrap on today's dive into the tools that turn sketches into success stories. Remember, whether it's a logo that lingers in minds or an illustration that hooks hearts, your imagination is the ultimate canvas. So pick up that brush and paint boldly.
Find the message that deserves the first glance. Then let the rest of the design support it with intention.
Thanks for joining us at the Tools of the Imagination from MG Wallace Design Studios. If this sparked something in you, hit that subscribe button, drop a review, and share it with a fellow creator who needs a creative boost.
Next time, we will explore how imagination can become a practical design advantage, not just a source of ideas, but a way to see possibilities before they become obvious. Until next time, keep designing, keep dreaming, and keep imagining what's next. I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook.
Imagine boldly. Design brilliantly. Connect creatively.